Live from the Xfinity Studios at WVON. We're your original social media.
You're listening to American Heroes, hosted by Cliff Kelly on WVON AM 1690.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to America's Heroes Group Roundtable with partner Jesse Brown VA Works. Today is Saturday, January 9th, 2021. January is Cervical Cancer Awareness Month. Our host is Cliff Kelly, the governor of Talk Radio, and I am his co-host, Colonel Dr. Damon Arnold. Our executive producer is Glenda Smith, and our digital media producer is Manny Carazzari. Today we have three panelists, but before I introduce them, I want to extend our deepest condolences to the Capitol Police Officer Sicknick, who died in the line of duty protecting our nation. And we have got to make sure that we preserve this democracy at all costs. It is something that we hold dear to our hearts when we raise our hands and become service members. It's something that we must always remember, that we are to fight against all enemies, foreign and domestic, anyone who would try to topple our democracy and our right to be established as a country that is leading the world. We must hold these people dear in our heart. There were several other people who died in that event as well. And we must make sure that we reunite this nation and get back on track to being the kind of place we can be with the democracy that we have been leading the way with throughout the world. Coups have occurred in the past. There was one coup that happened on the 10th of November, 1898, in Wilmington, North Carolina. It was successful. It was led by a former Confederate colonel and U.S. Congressman Alfred Moore Waddell. He led 2,000 white supremacists. They were enraged by Negro domination in local politics. The mob torched the offices of Wilmington's black-owned newspaper, the Daily Record, and murdered dozens of black people that day. We cannot allow this kind of thing to happen in our country. We were better than that, and we have got to push forward unified as one people. So I just want to make sure that we are looking at this, and there are some great articles in Live Science where they got that information from. So make sure that you educate yourself on this issue and realize what a coup really is. It is the overthrowing of a government. And coup d'etat, which is French, actually means stroke of the state. So that's a state where it becomes paralyzed. So we got to make sure that we protect those things and ideals and democratic principles we hold dear to our heart. I'm going to move on to the panelists. Natasha Nichols is an internal medicine doctor at Jesse Brown VA. And we also have Michael Lackey, a U.S. Air Force veteran, emergency manager, and coordinator of the COVID vaccine clinic at Jesse Brown VA. And we also have Richard Rooney. He is a U.S. Air Force Reserve, Army Reserve veteran, co-coordinator of the COVID vaccine clinic, and chief of pharmacy at Jesse Brown VA. Our discussion today will be about the COVID vaccine and Jesse Brown VA. Welcome, welcome, welcome to each of you. It's great to have you on the show. Who would like to lead off and tell us what is going on with the COVID vaccine clinic at the Jesse Brown VA?
Well, this is Mike Lackey. I'm as the coordinator of the vaccine clinic at Jesse Brown. I can start this discussion.
Okay, sure.
So when we realized that we were going to have vaccines in the near future show up for our veterans and our employees, we started a process of how to efficiently and effectively distribute those vaccines as they arrived. And I had some experience in a former university setting where we vaccinated 23,000 students for meningitis in 4 days. So we adapted that process that I had learned was very effective in that university setting to our hospital. And so a few weeks before vaccines were due to be approved and distributed, we formed a group. We talked about some best practices, assembled our team, and created a proven process, just recreated this proven process that we used at the university setting to first vaccinate our employees who are very at high risk of communicating the COVID virus, and then also adapting that same process for our inpatient veterans and our outpatient veterans that are most at risk. And where we are right now is that we have vaccinated most of our employees who wish to have the vaccine, and we've started the process of our most at-risk veterans, both inpatient and outpatient. And as that vaccines get more available to us, we will reach out to those veterans, make appointments through phone calls and through letters. We'll start with the stratification that the CDC and the federal government and the VA has said that we will follow, you know, through certain disease groups and then through certain age groups that are most at risk. And we'll vaccinate as many veterans as we can in the a period of time that we have in the vaccine available to us.
Oh, fantastic. Which vaccine are you using? Are you using the Pfizer or the Moderna at this point?
We have the Moderna vaccine at Jesse Brown.
Yes, that's a very effective vaccine from all the studies I've been reading. I'm actually on the State Board of Health right now and helping out the Illinois Department of Public Health with mass vaccination planning. And from all the studies I've read, this vaccine is a godsend. We are really lucky, and we're really lucky we have a VA system like Jesse Brown VA, you know, out there making sure that people do get vaccinated. I am really proud of the accomplishments you've had thus far. So who's actually eligible for the vaccine at this point? Because you were saying that we have gone from the people who are actually the caretakers. We have to make sure we protect our healthcare workers. Without them, we have no protection, right?
That's
so
correct.
And so go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we were given some guidelines from the CDC and from VA federal government that said which healthcare workers were supposed to be given the vaccine first. And we've run through those stratifications, those that work directly with COVID patients and congregate living centers were the first to receive. And then as we worked through that group of employees, healthcare workers, we then moved on to those other healthcare employees who had direct patient contact. And then ultimately we have offered it to every one of our healthcare employees. But then there are certain medical illness groups within the veteran community and our inpatients in particular that we started vaccinating along with the employees at the same time. And the next two stratifications are a group of very intensely ill at-risk patients that are outpatients receiving treatment. And then we'll work through the age stratifications, which are the older than 75, which will be the first. As soon as we have vaccine available, we'll start vaccinating those, we'll contact those. And then it moves to the 65 and older and the 55 and older. And again, as vaccine becomes more available to us, we'll reach out to each one of those subgroups, those most at risk, and vaccinate as many as we can.
Oh, fantastic. I mean, that's a major accomplishment because, you know, the vaccine actually just got the emergency use authorization not too long ago, and you've already vaccinated that many people. We're not talking about one or two people here. We're talking about entire staffs, right? I mean, this is amazing.
Well, that's correct.
Yeah. And so, Natasha, you know, tell me a little bit more about what you're seeing, Dr. Nichols, about the problems that you're facing as a clinical care provider, or what are the things that you see as being essential for people to know about this virus?
I think that's a really good question. From the patients that have asked me about the coronavirus, I think one of the main questions that comes up is how does the vaccine work? And so I'm able to speak on that. Another question patients have is about the vaccine being rushed, and I think we can also address that question as well. But I'd like to speak about how the vaccine actually works. I think once people hear that, it may alleviate some concerns that they have about the vaccine. And so the way that I think about how the vaccine works is that it contains instructions or a cheat sheet that tells your body a product to make. Our bodies use instructions in the form of mRNA on a daily basis. When you make hair or when you make new blood cells, just to give you a couple examples. But in this case, after you get your injection, your body or your muscle cells will make a small product called a spike protein. Mm-hmm. And this spike is a key part of the surface of the coronavirus, and it allows your body to train your own immune system, your fight squad, as I like to call it, to be stronger, faster at recognizing any foreign virus in the future. So instead of being caught off guard and fighting a very dramatic fight, your immune system is able to quickly silence the virus so that you either, one, don't catch the infection at all, or two, if you catch it, it's a milder version.
Yeah.
So I think that's a main question a lot of patients have that I'm seeing.
Yeah, and I see a lot of people talking now about the, you know, the different variants that are coming out now. You know, and we have genetic drifts and genetic shifts with the virus. I always analogize it to being in a boat, and you know, like in a rowboat, and you're just being hit by little waves, and your boat moves, you know, slightly over to the left or slightly to the right, that's a drift. But a shift is when you take that boat out of that lake and you throw it into the ocean, right? It's a whole different scene there. And so, you know, people are worried about those two things, you know, the South African variant and the United Kingdom variant. But this is supposed to cover both those as well, right? Those variants.
This is Dick Rooney, and this is supposed to cover those variants. Mm-hmm. And the other thing, I know some people were a little concerned with the speed with which this came to market. Mm-hmm. We'd alleviate that a bit, too. There's actually two physicians for the Moderna. They're husband and wife, and they had the technology that was used in other areas, as doctor had said, and they literally really quickly put that to use and partnered with Pfizer to make it readily available. And the EAU, while it was approved by the FDA, they took extra precaution of having a panelist of 24 subject matter experts, leaders in the field that were not in the employ of the VA, and that was an added panel just to ensure that everyone knows that it's science and not fear, and it is safe. It's about 95% effective, and so far the side effects have been relatively minor. So it's very safe, and it is effective, and they had the oversight of 24 experts in addition to the FDA.
Yeah, and that process also, there was a lot of bureaucratic entanglements that normally go along with the production of a vaccine. And from what I understand, they really got past all that paperwork and those roadblocks that normally come up with you know, scientific advancement when people are doing things. And it wasn't really done at the actual process wasn't so much warp speed as they were really taking a lot of precautions and care, as you were mentioning, which is really, it's amazing what technology can do now. And I was telling people, you know, I have an iPhone 10 and I want the 14, and I'm not so worried about how fast they produce it as long as I get it.
Right.
But and it works. So that's a really a great thing that you're bringing up that point.
And one other thing, sir, I'd like to add.
Sure.
This is one case where being a little older, it's an advantage, because with the side effect profile, they found those 18 to 55 actually had a little bit higher side effect profile, still minor, but those 55 and older, and the older you got, the less the immune system kicked in harshly, so they had fewer side effects in the older patients than in the younger patients.
And that's a really important point, is that you're actually a little bit more protected. And I was looking at the CDC website, and they were mentioning that they have administered about 5.3 million doses nationwide, and what they are reporting is about 29 cases of, anaphylaxis, about 11.1 per 1 million people. So if you do have allergies and those kinds of things, those precautions you have to discuss with your provider, and they can be still administered in a pretty safe environment to make sure that you don't have a terrible reaction to anything, even if it's one of those rare instances where you do. So this is something we know about, right? Is as a vaccine. So veterans, one of the things that I wanted to talk a little bit about too is the issues about misinformation, mistrust, and then people also have, the question about myths that are out there. And one thing I thought that was really important is that the men in the Tuskegee experiment were diagnosed not vaccinated with syphilis, right, and followed without treatment. And I see that there's a kind of a correlation between the Tuskegee experiment and the avoidance of taking COVID-19 vaccination. In both instances, a person is not receiving an intervention, penicillin for syphilis or a vaccination against SARS-CoV-2, the virus that causes COVID-19. And that seems like that would prevent the unfolding of the natural course of the disease. In effect, not choosing to receive the COVID-19 vaccine is analogous to a reenactment of the Tuskegee experiment, and that you would just be watching the unfolding of the natural disease process without a treatment intervention. So this is why it's so important for our people to get involved with this. We're seeing a deeper impact in the African-American community and our veterans. We see many veterans die as well. So we definitely need to do this. I'm actually going to be coming there at some point to get my vaccination at the Jesse Brown VA. We want to do a live show there to show that veterans that this is something that's important, that you need to get this done. And I'm so glad that we have such experts like yourselves over there.
Sir, I'd like to just say we're very happy and pleased to be on this program, because your radio station is a key thing to get the information out, and we definitely want all veterans to get this, and we're happy you're doing it. And I'll just mention that the two co-vaccinators, myself and Mr. Lackey, are both veterans, and we both volunteered for the Janssen study, or Johnson & Johnson.
That's important, yes. Yeah.
And we're waiting for the results of that. I hope it's a good one, because it's a one shot only, and it's got much easier logistics with refrigeration only. So we're hopeful that it'll be good.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. We're out of time, so we're going to be going to a commercial break and then going into our next segment, but we will have you back. It's important to have you on a time slot where we have enough time for you to speak. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
All right. Bye.
Hi, I'm Cliff Kelly, Vietnam veteran and host of America's Heroes Group, the game changer in radio, print, and digital media programming. We are a roundtable talk show where information, resources, and referrals are provided intentionally every Saturday to empower our military population on WVON 1690 AM, the iHeart Radio app, from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please visit our website at www.americashg.org.
Hi, this is Cliff Kelly, the host of America's Heroes Group. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident or the result of malpractice, you have only one chance to get the compensation you deserve. You need a law firm you can trust with experience and resources who will fight on your behalf. With a proven track record of excellence both in and out of the courtroom, call Seidman, Margulis, and Fairman at 312-781-1977 for a free consultation, or visit SeidmanLaw.net. That's Seidman, SEIDMAN, law.net.
Hey, Cliff, where can a veteran business owner go on the south side of Chicago for breakfast, lunch, and dinner meetings?
I'm a veteran, and that's an easy answer. Pearl's Place on 39th and Michigan. Pearl's Place has free parking available across the street. Reasonably priced, quality food that tastes delicious. Veteran owners, there's no place like Pearl's Place.
Governor of Talk Radio, your executive producer wants to know, where can I go for delicious shrimp? Any suggestions?
Absolutely. The one and only veteran business owner, Harris Gulf Shrimp, at 7448 Vincennes. I personally eat there. The price and shrimp are nothing other than fantastic.
Thank you, the one and only Governor of Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Sister Soldier, proud partner of She Voices on America's Heroes Group. She serves, she matters, where your change becomes empowered. Also, watch me on the web at SheVetInspires.com or YouTube. Remember, I'm every woman because I am just like you.
Service Women Who Serve is proud to partner with Cliff Kelly and the American Heroes Group as an influencer of social change through advocacy, activism, and examination of legacy for military and veterans. We stand as paradigm-shifting thought leaders, believing social justice is grounded in hope.
Market, advertise, and sponsor your business with Vietnam veteran Cliff Kelly and America's Heroes Group, where information and resources are intentionally disseminated via radio, print, and social media. Call our office for more details at 312-803-2618.
America's Heroes Group is proudly sponsored by Attorney Steve Seichman of Seichman Margolis and Fairman LLP, 20 South Clark Street, 2 First National Plaza, Suite 700, Chicago, Illinois, 60603. Toll free, 888-837-3275. Office number is 312-781-1977. Pearl's Place, Down Home Southern Cooking, 3901 South Michigan Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 877-275-5852. Veteran business owner, Hare's Golf Shrimp, 7448 South Vincennes Avenue, Chicago, Illinois, 60621. Call 773-783-1818. Tabak Law, LLC, 6045 North Green Bay Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 414-375-1735. America's Heroes Groups extends a special thanks to our partners, Chris and Sheila Kennedy, and Congressman Danny Davis, for their generous donations of holiday food box giveaways.